As a vote on a Brexit deal draws closer, in Britain, thousands of people have been stockpiling food and medicines, fearing the worst days lie ahead. If the UK Prime Minister Theresa May doesn't get her deal through the Parliament on Tuesday, one option is that the UK will leave with no deal at all in March next year. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Do you like a bag?
Yes, please.
In London's southeast, Jo Elgarth is shopping in a small convenience store near her home. She's one of thousands of people fearing the worst lies ahead.
I'm always looking out for special offers. So, like, there's two tins for 69p. So I'm like, oh, there's two for £2 there. At the moment, I tend to buy two for myself for now. And two for later on.
Jo insists she's not an American-style doomsday prepper, but she's making sure her food cupboard at home is full to overflowing.
A bag of lentils like this are great to stock up on, long shelf life. And it's kind of just looking for what your family would eat.
The mother of three also has concern about the flow of medicines from Europe once Brexit takes force on March the 29th next year. Her daughter Nora is severely disabled and requires medicine to treat epilepsy. She can't stock more than a month's supply of the drug at a time.
We're very anxious. No one understands what's happening next. And I guess it's one way to deal with that as a mum, if you're anxious, is to make sure that you replenish your stocks and add some. I just feel that we're very vulnerable at the moment and nobody, not even the Prime Minister, could tell us what's going on.
Without a deal, there are those warning the country could face gridlock at ports and on highways, meaning the smooth flow of goods from Europe to the UK would end. Ashi Soni is from the Royal Pharmaceutical Society.
I can understand why people will be nervous. And in a way, nervousness comes from being uncertain. We're all very uncertain about what's happening. As you can tell from today, from the discussions that are going on at the moment, we don't know what the outcome of next week's vote will be. We don't know what impact that will have. So that all adds to the uncertainty that people have. And a lot of anxiety is built around that.
But in July, the government ordered drug companies to ensure they have 6 weeks of medicines stockpiled in case the supply chain is affected.
The conversations we've had with the Department of Health suggest that they have put measures in place to help to manage that. There are other things they're looking at to help to alleviate any potential risks and issues there may be.
It looks unlikely Theresa May will get the deal she's done with the European Union through the House of Commons. If it doesn't, it doesn't mean no deal at all, but it does make it more likely. For Jo Elgarth, no one can tell her for certain everything will be okay.
And I'm just worried. I just don't want to be one of those people that if we have no deal that's running around panicking in February. I'll be able to be very calm and just go with the flow with it.
For now, she'd prefer her cupboard is full. This is Samantha Hawley in London reporting for AM.